Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one disappointing performance and result, really. You know, you can analyse Lithuania, but Scotland deserved to win the game. And, you know, they've hammered Malta. So the 3 points behind the top of the table, so the competition is still there for them, you know. Obviously, you know, the performance was disappointing. Some of the players will, you know, reflect on that and think they've got to do better and they should do better. But there's no better game, really, for Scotland to play England. You know, they'll be the underdog. I think that'll suit Scotland, and I'm sure Gordon will get the team right, and he'll be looking for a positive performance, which they're more than capable of doing.
Yeah, I guess because there's fewer games when it comes to internationals, the scrutiny is that much greater, I suppose.
Yeah, and you have more time to dwell on it as well as an international manager. You know, and you only get together, you know, 3-4 times a year, and you're working with them over a 2-week period, so it is difficult. But there has been improvement under Scotland. You don't want to see that changing. I don't think there's a lot between Scotland and the rest of the home nations, really. Wales drew 1-1 at home to Georgia. You know, I don't think Chris was under the pressure that Gordon was under. And to be fair, Georgia were the better team second half. So there are no easy games in international football. There's that expectation. You know, it has to be a little bit more level. And we need to be a little bit more level-headed. I think in the modern game, we're too quick to get rid of managers, you know, and regret it later on. So I think we've got the right man. Certainly Scotland have the right man in charge, and I'm glad he's staying on, because I think he's got plenty of appetite for the job, and he's the right man for it as well.